Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we uplift your soul and mind and spirit by teaching of God's Word.
Hi, this is Pastor John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and we're working through my book, Biblical EQ, How to Be an Emotionally Intelligent Christian, a great leader, a great counselor, therapist, friend, and just being a better human being because you're emotionally intelligent. You have ways of regulating your emotions and your thoughts and your intents so that your life is better. And today we're going to look at how to recognize when we need to change, when we need to change that stinking thinking that we've got going on in our head day and night. Sometimes you just wake up that way. But before we do that, we're going to pray. Father in heaven, shine your light of your Holy Spirit, your anointing, your grace on this broadcast. Help it to help people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so we agree that we have stinking thinking. If you don't, then that's great. God bless your soul. But God is taking hold of us. He is renewing our mind. He is renewing the thoughts and intents of our heart. He is showing us what is good, acceptable, and perfect. Is revealing to us things that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has entered into the mind of man. He's taking us on that long journey from being a sinner to being a saint. He's taking us and he is justifying us, sanctifying us, glorifying us, and redeeming us in every way possible. The old nature is passing away. It's being crucified with Christ. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. We are a new creation with a new pathway in life, new tasks in life, a new commission in life from God. And that means we have to have a new mind. We have to have the new mind of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. For we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16. And we are being renewed from glory to glory. God is changing you from glory to glory through the inner work of the Holy Spirit. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is at work in you. You're a sacred site. And you're to have a new approach to the world. You're to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You're to be singing and rejoicing and singing in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. You're to be abounding in Christ, abounding in the faith of God, believing the word of God, and stepping out for God, seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you, and your anxieties will be replaced with the perfect peace of God, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. So we need to change the thoughts and intents of our heart. We have thoughts that are the thoughts we go through our head. We have intents that are the movements of our will. And according to Hebrews that chapter 4, God will judge the thoughts and intents of his heart through his holy word on the day of judgment. He is impartial. He looks at us. He does not look at you and I as man sees. For man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. So God's looking on your heart. He's looking at your thoughts, your intents, and he wants some things to change today. I'm sure of that. I'm sure the Holy Ghost wishes that you had better thinking, better way of doing things. So how do we know what we should be changing? How do we know what we should be giving over to Jesus, putting on the altar on a day-by-day basis? And there are two things that we want to start with. Firstly, if your thoughts and intents of your heart don't work in the real world, if they're dysfunctional. And secondly, if they don't line up with the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's take a simple example. Say you have an unforgiving spirit. You have a bitter and unforgiving spirit. Every time you're damaged, you hold on to that grudge for a day, a week, or even a year, and it lives within you, and you cannot get past your bitter and unforgiving spirit. Obviously, that's unbiblical, because the Lord says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And Jesus tells us in the Gospel of Matthew, if we don't forgive others their sins, God will not forgive us our sins. We'll be trapped in a terrible spiritual place. If you're full of resentment, if you're full of hatred, you're full of strife, and you're unable to forgive and you're bitter, that's against the word of God. But how does that affect your daily life? It will mean that your relationships will break down. Your ability to cope with things at work will break down. You'll find yourself stressed and burned out because you'll take everything personally in the workplace. And soon everything around you will seem horrible because you cannot get over the lumps and bumps of life. So in that particular case, in the case of a person who is bitter and unforgiving, they have to get rid of their stinking thinking, and they have to come before the Lord Jesus Christ and say, I repent of my bitterness. I repent of my taking things personally. I repent of having this attitude of negativity towards people, of always seeking revenge, of always wanting to get them back, of always feeling that I have to get justice for the way I've been treated or damaged emotionally, and that I have to retaliate for everything. And so you go to God and you say, I am tired of being like this. It's not working for me spiritually. It's not working for me practically. I repent. I admit I have a problem. I admit that that problem is out of my control, and that problem is myself. It's my thinking. It's my mind. It's my heart. And I have to get beyond my stinking thinking, and I need a miracle of God to change my heart and my mind. I need to start forgiving people. I need to make a list of people to forgive and then say, Lord, I have all these people that I hate, but I forgive them now, and I burn this piece of paper and I forget about things. You forget the injuries. You let them go past you in life, and you don't hold on to them anymore. And part of you might say, well, that's unfair. They hurt me. But remember, God has forgiven you. He's been unfair. He hasn't taken revenge on you for all the times you've hurt him, all the sins you've committed in your life. Yes, grace is unfair in a way. You are going to show grace to other people, and God is going to show grace for you. So you need to renew the thoughts and intents of your heart when they're negative, when they're down, when they're dragging you down into all sorts of places of hatred and hurt. And you need to say, God, I have stinking thinking. I want to deal with this problem inside of myself, and I'm going to forgive, not by my own strength, but by the work of Jesus Christ within me. For it is no longer you who live, but Christ who lives in you. And the life that you live in the flesh, you don't live by yourself, but you live by the power of the Son of God. So that's the only way you're going to be able to forgive, is if you ask God to do the forgiving for you. Let Jesus in you do the forgiving, and he will change your heart and your mind, and you will learn to forgive. Let's take another example of stinking thinking. Say you've got anxiety and unbelief. You can't believe in the goodness of God. You can't believe that God's going to sort out your problems for you. And so you're constantly worrying about what to eat, what to drink, what to do. And you read the Bible and it says, don't worry about these things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and they'll all be provided to you. And you go, oh yeah, well, that's good for the super saints. Doesn't work for me. And you tell God that this is the way you are. You've got neurosis, halitosis, and psychosis, and you're all messed up and you're constantly anxious. So you don't want to be like that. You don't want to be going day to day with anxiety in your life. And Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, do not be anxious for anything, but with prayer and supplication, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God will garrison and guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So you've got to learn to pray away your anxieties, to live day by day, as Jesus says, just worry about today, because tomorrow has enough concerns of its own. So in this case, you say, I have out of control anxiety. How am I going to do that? How am I going to get past my stinking thinking? Because your anxiety is dysfunctional spiritually, and it's dysfunctional practically. It's turning your life into misery. And so how do you do that? Well, you come to God and you say, God, I have stinking thinking. I need to renew the thoughts and intents of my mind. I need to think like Jesus, and Jesus is never anxious. I want you to transform me. This is a problem that I have. And I'll share with you a prayer that's helped many people. And it's a prayer of receiving peace from God instead of anxiety. So imagine you're putting your hands out now. Don't do it if you're driving, but put your hands out as if you're receiving something and say, I believe that I am receiving the perfect peace of God right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe that I am receiving the perfect peace of God right now in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe that I am receiving the perfect peace of God right now in Jesus' name. Amen. and let God's peace go into you. Now, I'm sure that you're aware that you receive what you believe, that when we ask for something, we should believe that we have received it and it will be ours. So I want you to ask for the peace of God that surpasses understanding, which will overcome your anxieties and help you to be sober, help you to be properly minded, help you to get past all that anxiety and fear and trust the Lord. And so whenever you've got something like that, when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you lack peace and you know it's just yourself, it's just your own anxieties getting to you, put out your hands and believe that you're receiving what you need from God. And what you need from God is peace. You need peace of mind. You need the ability to trust God. So put them out and say, as you're receiving something from heaven, because God will download it into your spirit. That's the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. He downloads things from God's spirit into our spirit. And that's confirmed in 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 to 16, where the things that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the mind of man, the spiritual things, are revealed to us by the Spirit. For the Spirit of God searches out the deep things of God and reveals them to us, puts them inside of us. The things you need can be put inside of you through the grace of God, through Christ living in you, through the Holy Spirit living in you. Things and qualities you've never had, like patience. You can pray and say, Lord, I need patience. I believe I'm receiving patience from God right now. And believe me, that works. You know, I used to be very impatient with my wife. I'd be sitting in the car waiting for her to do this or that. And I'd be sort of weeping and wailing and gnashing my teeth because my wife is one of these very busy people that's always doing a job this and a job that. She's a very diligent person. And so we have a little conflicts over scheduling. And I learned to pray, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe I'm receiving the perfect patience of the Lord Jesus Christ right now. And I would receive it for that moment on that occasion, and I would be calm and I wouldn't be grumpy when my wife finally came out and got in the car. So when you need a spiritual quality from God, when you need to replace your own anxiety, your own impatience, say, I believe that I am receiving, and then put the spiritual quality in there from God right now in Jesus' name, amen, and it will be yours. And you just keep doing that and it gets deeper and deeper within you. You need to find ways of praying in the grace of God, of reading the scriptures. Go to the scriptures. Say, Lord, I have a problem with stinking thinking. Show me the scripture that's going to help me to change my mind. So it's going to help you to forgive, to help you to have peace, help you to get rid of anxiety, help you to have joy, help you to have faith. And God will lead you to the scripture because God's like that. God's faithful. God's good. If you're determined to change your mind, if you're determined to change the thoughts and intents of your hearts, if you're determined to be renewed into the image of our Lord Jesus Christ and not just remain a negative human being mired in troubles, God's going to help you because he wants you to change into the image of Jesus Christ. God wants you. He will help you. He will rejoice. He will not condemn you. He will give to you freely and without reproach and without scolding. And this is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moments. And you can find all this in my book, Biblical EQ, at biblicaleq.com. Biblical EQ for emotional intelligence at biblicaleq.com.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.